do we convince people to do their Christmas shopping in Belfast to get the footfall back on those fine streets of this city? They've made every effort. Of course, the annual Christmas market is there. There's the big super slide that's in Royal Avenue, which just seems like great crack, the big snow slide. There's the fun fair that's round at the other side as you go towards High Street with the wee kiddie fun fair and just a general family atmosphere. Efforts are definitely being made, but the eyesore that is Bank Buildings still is the blockage. But it may from Monday be counteracted by this walkway, this tunnel that they're going to introduce. I want to speak to Rajesh Rana, who's the Belfast Chamber of Commerce President. Mr. Rana, good morning.
Good morning.
This is a fine idea, another good idea, whereby we're now going to be able to walk in the vicinity of Primark. Explain how that'll happen, Rajesh, please.
Yes, this is great news. So what the council are doing, they're building a protected walkway, which will allow people just to walk again up from Donegal Place up to Royal Avenue towards Castle Court. So they're doing it by putting up shipping containers and creating a bit of a tunnel with a protected route. And the reason why they're doing that is the building itself is still there and there's still a risk that it might be, it is unstable, there's still a risk it might collapse, but it's quite a small risk. But obviously they want to be absolutely safe. So this will create a protected route. So you'll be able to walk essentially from the City Hall up to Castle Court and Castle Place, Castle Junction will also open. And it's great news for two reasons. It allows people to move through the city, at least on that eastern side of the street, and it allows eight shops that were previously closed to reopen. So that would include the McDonald's, the Argento, some of those big units on the right. So yeah, really great news, and that's planned for Monday.
This is good. This is a good idea. And of course, if a few old bricks or whatever were to fall, they'd be falling onto a steel surface and no one would be affected. It's unlikely that anything's going to fall, as we know risks will not be taken. Will the fun fair continue? Will the super slide continue? Or is that now starting to get in the way?
You know, that'll very much continue. And yeah, great news is the plan has worked. The City Council has put a lot of money into different events and activities around the city. So there's a Ferris wheel on the Boys Park in front of the Art College at the very top of Royal Avenue. As you mentioned, there's attractions on Castle Place. There's the snow slide. The Christmas markets are just rampacked. I was with my kids last Sunday and the city was just buzzing and really great buzz around the place. And there's also a Winter Wonderland and a kind of circus on Great Victoria Street. So there's plenty to do in the city, and the great news is it's great for families, so we're very much encouraging families to come in. Other great events coming up, we've got Small Business Saturday this Saturday, so a lot of small businesses will be doing special features and promotions, and there's a bus where you can come in and learn about what they're doing. This Sunday is the Santa Dash, which is a native charity, so that's when there'll be thousands of people dressed up as Santa. There's an option of a 2K walk or a 5K run, wearing full Santa gear. So I hope you're signed up for that, Frank.
This sounds a good crack. I like this. And I like the non-stop list of ideas that you have. But without doubt, the best one is whoever came up with this tunnel, because that's going to be the link. And I was in the town last night about 4:30, 5 o'clock, and I thought it was a bit quiet. Now, it is. That was the heel of the evening. And I had a friend who was in at lunchtime said it was buzzing. You've described it as buzzing also. But what people really miss is that walk from City Hall to Castle Court. The fact they haven't been able to do that compromises their visit and makes them think again, or they might go to the market but they don't go to Castle Court. From Monday on, they're going to be able to be at the Christmas market, come down past Boots, walk past the bank buildings through the tunnel and get to Castle Court and the other attractions up there. That could just be the real trigger that sets off Christmas for Belfast.
Yes, no, it'll be a very welcome relief. And it's something we've been calling for really from the start of the fire. I'm very glad now that it's coming forward. The plan had been that, as you know, it was a planning application to reduce the Primark building by two levels. And then that would have allowed the cordon to reduce naturally anyway. But that work, as we feared, has been quite slow. So what the council is doing is producing this protected walkway in the meantime until that work is completed, and then the cordon will reduce further.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's something we've been calling for a while, and absolutely it'll really reopen the pedestrian flow, as you say.
Okay, just one final one. Zara and Tesco, they're not going to open. Am I right on that?
No, that's right. They can't open until that reduction in the pre-mark is complete, and that's probably going to be the new year. Although, two good news stories. The new Guinea store, which is a home furnishings shop from the store from the Republic, they're taking the old BHS unit, and they're opening next Friday, the 7th. And then the rear Primark is to reopen. So if you imagine, the listed building was burnt, but they had an extension they were working on. That was largely unaffected by the fire. Okay. And that's going to reopen on the 8th, and that will open Castle Street. Or rather, people will walk through Castle Street to get to that. So two really big openings coming into the city, which is great news.
It is good news. Let's add to the good news. Rajesh, thank you very much indeed. Rajesh Rana, who is the president of the Belfast Chamber of Commerce. And I saw into that building, the old British Home Stores building, yesterday when it had opened at the side and they were putting in some of the internals. That is going to be a cracking building, and that's opening next week too. I didn't realise that. So listen, get yourself into Belfast City Centre.